And further and deeper.
Well, sometimes you don't find it exactly in that moment, but it's certainly not close on the, in other words, you just can't want something and finally allow it, that you don't find yourself then right in the middle of a new platform with new contrast that launches another rocket. In other words, you cannot stand still. And in the moment that you accept that you can't stand still, and you also accept that you're not ever going to get it done, and you also accept that you can't get it wrong, then you can be blissful. Then you can be positively expectant, even when something isn't in this red-hot minute turning out exactly the way you think it needs to. In other words, a platform of expecting things to go well for myself because I'm just worthy and they always eventually do is the very best platform to stand on no matter what you're doing. Trying less hard to get other people to validate the rightness of where you stand, and just validating it yourself with the good feelings that you're able to conjure in any moment in time. It might sound to some of you that we are trying to get you to become isolationists, that little hermits all over the planet might have a better chance of living happily ever after. And we really don't want you to withdraw from your co-creating, because the best contrast comes from your co-creating. Your best launching of new ideas comes from your co-creating. We just want you to mix it up and launch rockets and then pull back in a line. Mix it up and launch rockets, then pull back in a line. And so the way that plays out, and you're talking about it already, you began with that sentiment. In fact, as you sat down here just now, is that you felt the sweetness of that energy vortex. Well, that was a pulling back and aligning. Mm-hmm. You see, and then even in the forum that we have going on here today, some people sit in the chair and they ask things that you're interested in. Some of them don't. Some of them ramble longer than you want them to. Some of them don't get to the point. But every single one of them has been specifically chosen by us because we can feel that there's something meaty in the conversation that is going to either launch rockets of desire in the preliminary part, or it's going to give us an opportunity to offer some perspective from broader perspective that's going to soothe and close the gaps for many of you. In other words, that's just the process of life. Want it and allow it, want it and allow it, want it and allow it, want and allow it. And when your desire is overlaid with an innate understanding that everything you want is done, it's done, and that your allowing is a personal, very personal thing that you're getting really, really good at, then you're always flowing in that downstream feeling of progression and progress. Then you're seeing the world through the eyes of Source. That's how we feel as we watch you. We know that some of you struggle, but we never see or feel the struggle. We just see the clarifying desire that is born out of whatever situation that you're in. And then we have the wisdom and the advantage of being so able to focus undeniably on the rocket of desire that then we have that glorious ride with you. That's what non-physical life is like. It's just experiencing the breath of fresh air that each expansion that you provide gives, you see. And the reason that we're here in this format visiting with all of you is because we think it's time for you all to start having that ride. You did not sign on for struggle. You did sign on for diversity. You did sign on for perspective. You did sign on for variety. You did come forth knowing that all of that would be present. But what you signed on for was never-ending desire being inspired out of it. And somewhere along your physical indoctrination, many of you have lost the spirit of riding this wave of eternal being. So much so that some physical beings say, I don't want to come back again. It's too hard. And we say, it's not hard. It's not hard when you get in the rhythm with the vibration that creates worlds. It's only hard when you get cross current from that. Yes.
Blessed be.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. So we could synthesize everything that we just said down to say, choose good moods.
Thank you, Abraham.